the humble egg cup. Gracing the breakfast tables of Britain and the rest of Europe for nearly 400 years. An item so commonplace that most people hardly give them a second thought. Well, I say most people. To some, they are the definitive small object of desire.
My name is Michelle Farley and I collect egg cups.
Yes, it's true. People actually do collect egg cups. But then, that's hardly surprising nowadays, when virtually anything seems to be collectible. You name it, and you can be sure that someone, somewhere, is collecting it. And to be honest, compared to something like collecting used bus tickets, oh yes, used bus tickets, I kid you not, then collecting egg cups actually seems like a good idea. So what's the appeal of the egg cup? Let's just have a look at what egg cups are all about. The earliest examples of egg cups that we actually have were found in the ruins of Pompeii in 79 AD. Later, they were popularised in England by Elizabeth I and in France by Louis XV as the common people sought to emulate their monarchs and bring some royal glamour into their otherwise humdrum lives. In the shape of egg cups, of course. Egg cups really came into their own in the Victorian era, though, when large families and increasingly elaborate breakfasts meant that most people had to have a set of 10 or 12 just to get by. And that's part of the problem, really. Because they were so commonplace and ordinary and everyday, most people just chucked them out when they weren't needed anymore. And although modern egg cups are still found everywhere, old ones are actually quite rare. But rarity or simple cash value isn't what makes egg cups appealing. Ask any collector why they collect egg cups, and the reasons they'll give you seem to be much more personal.
It didn't start out intentionally as a collection. I had a couple that were just my parents, they had lying around the house, and I'm not sure why, but I was always quite fascinated with them. And I remember being about 5 years old and going to a caravan that my aunt owned, and she was selling it, and so we got to take a lot of the stuff that she didn't want in it. And she had about 4 or 5 egg cups in there. And I was like, oh, can we take the egg cups? I love the egg cups. And so we took them. I don't know what fascinated me by them, but something just made me want to attach myself to them and cling to them. So I took them home, and I guess that was the start of my collection, and it's been growing ever since.
Kristin lives in Canada, and for those collecting egg cups in North America, the hobby has an extra appeal.
When I was very young, I remember a friend of our family at Easter brought my little brother and I egg cups, and I was probably only about 5 or 6 years old at the time, and she gave us a gift of egg cups. And one thing that you have to realize is in North America, egg cups are not very common. We don't tend to eat boiled eggs very often over here, and it's actually difficult to find an egg cup if you're trying to purchase one. So this was something very different. You know, I'd never actually seen an egg cup before. And my mother would then make boiled eggs for us and we would eat them out of the egg cup. So it really sort of struck a chord. I really loved the egg cup. There was something appealing about it. It was really cute. And I've kept that egg cup my whole life. And about 5 years ago, I was sort of looking at it one day and thought, man, that egg cup always makes me smile. And then it was literally like a light bulb that went off where I thought, I think I want more of them.
Now, if you've decided that you do want some more egg cups, you might be in for a bit of a long wait before someone else gives you another one. So it's time to part with some hard cash. And we could be talking serious wonga here.
The ones that I have that I probably paid the most for would be my Goebel Friars. I actually bought them as a pair, and I think I paid around £50 for the pair of them. And I have to get them pretty much all from the UK. One of the best things about egg cup collecting is that it's really a hobby that you can buy and sell and buy and sell, and you can upgrade every time. That's the way to do it. For instance, I bought the pair of monks, and then I resold one of them for more than I had paid for them.
I've never sold one of my egg cups, never. I'm quite precious about them, and once I've got them, I just don't want to get rid of them. Having said that, there are a couple that I will be selling in the near future, simply because they're duplicates. I recently bought one at a car boot sale and went home and saw that I already had it. Generally, as a rule, no, I won't ever get rid of them unless I already have them.
So, do you fancy becoming a Posillivist? Because that's the proper name for egg cup collectors. It It's a hobby that seems to bring people a great deal of satisfaction, and it can be remarkably affordable too. But there's just one problem. You might have to put up with a few choice comments from the people around you.
My family think I'm completely mad, as do my friends. It is quite an unusual hobby, and it always puts a smile on my face.